This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have a very beautiful hadith. It speaks about the best of mankind and the worst of mankind. This is for us to acquire qualities that would make us the best and shun qualities that make us the worst. I will read the tradition in Arabic, translate and explain the meaning and some of the lessons that we can learn from this beautiful hadith. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقف على أناس جلوس فقال ألا أخبركم بخيركم من شركم قال فسكتوا فقال ذلك ثلاث مرات فقال رجل بلى يا رسول الله أخبرنا بخيرنا من شرنا قال خيركم من يرجى خيره ويؤمن شره وَشَرُّكُمْ مَنْ لَا يُرْجَى خَيْرُهُ وَلَا يُؤْمَنُ شَرُّهُ الرَّاوِي أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ الْبَسْطَار صحيح الترمذي and of course other collectors. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on seeing a group of his companions sitting, addressed them saying, shall I tell you the best of you from the worst of you? Of course they were very respectful. They remain silent because this is the adab, reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he repeated the question three times. Then one of them said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, we would like to hear. Tell us who is the best of us from the worst. He replied, the best of you are those that the people expect only good from them and they fear no harm from them. And the worst of you are those from whom they cannot expect anything good, rather they fear their harm. Narrator is Abu Huraira. We have already covered his biography before, and source is Tirmidhi. And of course, as I mentioned, it is also recorded by other canonical compilers of traditions. This is a critical tradition defining the function of a believer in society. According to this prophetic tradition, believers should serve as a conduit of divine mercy and compassion in the world. This is the essence of the prophetic character. Allah praised him saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly you are a man of noblest character. When Aisha, the mother of the faithful, was asked to describe the prophet's character, she said, كان خلقه القرآن. His character was the Quran. In other words, he embodied the ideal character, ideals of the Quran. When the Prophet expressed the fear, he was seized with fear when he first encountered Jibreel. First experience he had in Ghar Hira, he ran to his wife, afraid that something bad has happened to him. But his beloved wife Khadija comforted him saying, Kalla, abishir fa wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada. Fa wallahi innaka la tasilur rahim, wa tasduqul hadith, wa tahamilul kal, wa taksibul ma'adum, wa taqrid laif, wa tu'inu ala nawaibil haq. Be cheerful of the good news, there is nothing to fear. Allah will never forsake you. How can he forsake a man who fosters the ties of kinship, speaks the truth, bears the burden of others, earns for those who cannot earn for themselves, and hosts the guests and rushes to help those who are in distress or in calamities. Thanks to these qualities, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam earned the love of both his friends, foes, and friends. They bestowed on him the titles of As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the truthful and the honest. They also trusted their valuables with him for safe keep, because it was nowhere safe except with Rasulullah. Thus Allah announced his role in society, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We send you only as a mercy to the worlds, to the entire creation. Allah holds out his messenger as our role model, so we ought to follow his examples. The above tradition teaches us how we should act in society. We are to bring benefit to others and do everything to avert harm from them. To prevent them getting hurt, people should look up to us and expect nothing but good from us. And they should have no reason to fear us. Islam wants us to embody the beautiful prophetic character, the ideal Quranic character that the Prophet embodied. Therefore, we should love others and treat others with compassion. And we must do so without expecting any rewards or recognition. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجِهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We feed you only for the sake of Allah, seeking neither reward nor even thanks from you. When all of us practice such virtues, our society becomes so caring and affectionate towards each other. We will share the joy and grief of one another. We relate to each other in peace and love and harmony. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minu ya'lafu wa yu'laf, wa la khayra fi man la ya'lafu wa la yu'laf." A believer is jovial and friendly. There is nothing good in those who are neither jovial or friendly. Imam Mawardi explains the lessons of the above hadith. Islam orders us to be fair and just. Such fairness can only be achieved by three things. Number one, shunning aggression and keeping away from offending one another while rushing to remove harm from others. If the individuals fail to practice such virtue, the society will become ridden with hostilities, thus become corrupt and corrupt. The Prophet ﷺ repeated the question thrice, asking, "Should I tell you who is the best among you from the worst?" Why? To invite attention. Because he is a great teacher. He wanted his students to pay attention to the lesson that he is imparting. He did so to entrench the lesson in the minds of his companions. There is no dearth of traditions reiterating this notion. The Prophet said, "Khayrun nasi ahsanuhum khuluqa." The best of mankind are those with the best of character, reported by Tirmidhi. And again he said another time, "Khayrun nasi anfa'uhum linnas." The best of people are those who are the most helpful to humankind. He further said, "Inna sharran nasi manzilatan indallahi man tarakahu." The worst people in the sight of Allah are those that the people run away from them because they fear their rudeness and lewdness. Allah wants those who offend his servants with dire consequences. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. As for those who hurt believing men and women unjustifiably, they will bear the guilt of slander and blatant sin. Lessons. There are beautiful lessons we can learn from this. The Prophet was in the habit of seizing opportunities to teach his companions. He used to creative methods to inspire them to learn the lessons he imparted, to retain it. The prophetic character demands that we strive hard to benefit others and stay away from hurting others. A Muslim is one who seeks to live in peace with everyone and should wish only the best for his neighbors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be instruments of mercy and compassion and guidance for humankind, for our neighbors and everyone. Aqulu qawli hadha واستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.